Do you think the initial plan was we're going to end up with Shedeur Sanders, would love to have a veteran quarterback in here to kind of help him along? Do you because then you find out the Matthew Stafford thing. I feel like, again, outside looking in, it feels like they're just kind of shifting with the wind what they're trying to do.
They have to. I mean, it's fluid. Well, the whole thing is fluid.
They
especially
do, but
when
they don't, though, because you're right. It is fluid. But if the plan, if you're really... you know, gung-ho on, we want Shedeur Sanders, as an example, as our future quarterback, as was rumored. I don't know if that's true or not. Like, why not a Jameis Winston? Like, lock it up now, only for the standpoint of you don't expect the kid to play for the first six or seven weeks.
I think they really want to win. They really want to win. And the fallback and the safety valve may be Russell Wilson. It may not excite anybody.
Then why is Joe Flacco in yesterday?
Because, again, Russell Wilson may end up going to Cleveland. The whole thing is fluid. The whole, and it really comes down to how much money you want to spend, how much you want to give this guy. What are you telling this guy in terms of your commitment to him is... I mean, I think if they would have signed Matthew Stafford, they would have had a 2-year commitment. They would have passed on the quarterback. And, you know, they would have tried to add one of these great defensive players, or maybe Travis Hunter falls to him. Then maybe Mason Graham is somebody that they really like. Maybe Abdul Carter is there, although I don't think he will be. But I just think that under the current set of circumstances with the free agency and with the draft, there's a lot of uncertainty for a lot of teams, and there's probably about 12 to 14 teams that are really settled at quarterback, and maybe about 8 of them that are really happy with their quarterback. The rest of the league has got question marks, and they don't really know what the hell they're going to get out of their quarterback. And that's why I think the Giants are trying so hard to get an established veteran in here. And, like, Joe Flacco may be, like, the last resort.
But does that, all right, so would that signify to you, though, that they are going to draft a quarterback? Because while Joe Flacco had a couple of nice moments in Cleveland, let's be honest, he hasn't been good in years. He hasn't been.
No, I know. And plus, he seems like he's flat. He's like a flatliner.
Correct.
He's not somebody that's going to go walking in there, although he's a very popular teammate, I might say. And look, he's a Super Bowl winner. He's been around. You know, he is the perfect guy, but... like, if he is the perfect guy for a young quarterback to learn from, why the hell are the Colts going to Daniel Jones?
I have no idea.
Because they don't believe in Anthony Richardson. They don't. They've tried to trade him this offseason. So they think that Daniel Jones has got a really good chance of being the starter out there in Indianapolis, and that's why he left Minnesota. So I still think there's three teams involved for, and there may be four. I don't think.
You think a fourth?
Well, not for Aaron Rodgers, but definitely for... Russell Wilson, and that includes Cleveland. So I don't think Minnesota's looking at Russell. I don't, you know, Cleveland may be looking at Russell, and I think the Giants are looking at Russell. But again, it's all a fallback waiting on a decision from Aaron Rodgers.
All right, so if you assume Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh or Minnesota, let's just make that an assumption for now. To me, the one thing I wouldn't want to see happen is the Giants end up drafting, Ward. I'm just assuming he's off the board by the time they draft him.
Unless they trade up to number one.
Unless they move up. Absolutely. So you think if they were one, you think Ward would be the guy?
I think he would definitely be the guy.
Okay, so now let's assume he's off the board, and at three, Shedeur Sanders is sitting there.
No.
You would not take him.
It's not that I wouldn't take him. I don't think they're going to take him.
You don't.
Here's the thing about Shedeur Sanders, and I can only tell you from personal experience. I feel like what's happening to him, for whatever reason, brashness, confidence, aloofness, whatever the negativity surrounding him is, I had that myself. I had to deal with that myself. That was part of the reason why I fell.
Yep.
I mean, it's not the whole reason, but it's one of the reasons why. And because my first impression at the combine probably was not great. No matter what my college coach said, who was a pro coach prior to coming to college, Bobby Ross, and no matter how much he and Ralph Regan supported me to all the NFL teams that came into Maryland to talk about me, for some reason they were turned off by me. For whatever reason. I don't know what it is. Maybe I was brash. Maybe I was too cocky. Maybe I was overconfident. And maybe that's what Shedeur is dealing with now. It sounds a lot like what happened to me. That doesn't mean he can't play in the NFL. I proved that I could play in the NFL. So, and I still think he has in his brain the thought that he can handle this because of who his dad is. He's not an explosive player, but that doesn't mean he can't play. Tom Brady was not an explosive player coming out of Michigan.
He did okay.
And he did just fine.
He did all right.
And there's a lot of guys that fall into that category. And it may be a disappointing day for Shedeur, but it also may be a humbling awakening. for him.
And you tell me if I'm wrong. I think one of the biggest things for a guy to be successful in the NFL, yeah, you need the talent. You have to be able to play the position. But to me, it's the headspace. You've got to be able to handle it. And how would he not be able to handle
That's what I'm saying. That's the thing that I think that he does have. And I always go back to when we had Patrick Mahomes in here. Patrick Mahomes just blew me away. Just with this whole presence. And you could just feel it. You see it. And it was there was a difference because we had Deshaun Watson in here too. And they were two completely different people. And I wasn't sold on Deshaun, even though he went on to have a good start to his young career. I wasn't nearly as sold on him as I was Patrick, just simply because Patrick seemed to be more mature, expected to win, expected that he was going to be a success at the next level. And thankfully for him, he was drafted in a good environment. You know, so was Deshaun Watson originally with Bill O'Brien.
Sure.
And he had initial success with DeAndre Hopkins and all those guys down there in Houston. Vrabel was on that staff. They had a really good staff. They had things going in the right direction, and all of a sudden, you know, things fell off the rails for whatever reason, whether it be Bill O'Brien's fault, whether it be the owner's fault, whether it be the GM's fault, whether it be Deshaun Watson's fault. They all had a hand in the demise of the Houston Texans prior to DeMeco Ryans getting there. So I just think that I don't know if this is the right environment for a guy like Shador Sanders at the current state of the Giants.
Maybe, but I look at the Giants as a team that if they don't end up taking a quarterback in the first round, or I guess maybe even the second round, and maybe that's their plan, I don't know.
Which is fine, I would not have a problem with that.
Especially if you have conviction over the kid you're drafting and you think he can play at this level.
Especially if it's like a Jackson Dart, or maybe it's a Kyle McCord, or maybe it's one of these, a Jalen Milroe. It could be any of those guys, but I just don't think if it's not Cam Ward at the top of this draft, then I think they either trade out or they get a bona fide, should-be rookie starter at a very important position, either defensive back, defensive tackle, or offensive tackle.
Here's my question then. Then if Aaron Rodgers isn't coming here, and I do think most people don't think he's coming here.
Then it's going to be Russell Wilson.
But you also just said you could be in the bidding for Wilson if you got other teams that want him. Like the Giants could be a team that's sitting at the altar with no quarterback.
I understand that. Or Joe Flacco.
Which is no quarterback at this point. I mean, yes, he could start for the first 5-6 games for sure and then hand things over to the quarterback. But if you're telling me that they don't like Shador Sanders, and maybe they go for a kid in the second round, maybe that's the guy. I feel like they've made moves defensively to get better this year or this offseason.
Right.
Compete with the Eagles and Commanders, I have no idea. But I feel like they'll be a better football team. I think with Andrew Thomas healthy, you know, you can say all you want about the line. The first 8 games of last season, they were pretty damn good up front. And if they're healthy, they should be. It's the one piece they're missing. And to me, I would think the veteran quarterback, whether it's Russell Wilson, whoever it might be, even a Jameis Winston who can at least play the position a little bit, knowing he's not your quarterback for the full year, it allows you to draft the kid, sit the first 8 weeks, and then almost like Eli Manning and Kurt Warner.
You're right, I know that. But they also have to be careful about what they're telling these quarterbacks and their agents when they come in, because they don't want to tell them their draft plans because they don't want the rest of the league to know who they're thinking about drafting. Think about that for a second.
Yeah, no, I get that because that'll get out immediately.
Right. So they're sitting down with Russell Wilson today or you know, saying to him, hey, look, you know, we want you here for a year because we are drafting one of these young quarterbacks. They're not going to tell him that.
I wouldn't think
so.
They
can't tell him that.
The other thing, too, is the idea of and I've been on this for a long time. I'm not going to sit here and claim that I watch Sanders play more than a game or two at most.
I watched a lot of his games.
What I do know is, you know, 75% completion percentage.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of touchdowns.
College football is completely different.
I know it
than
is. I know. But I do think there's something about him that I think would excite a fan base and lend hope to a fan base that's been longing for another guy since Eli got old.
You know, he dominated at the HBCU that he played at. And he played much above average at Colorado.
He played great at Colorado.
But when I watch the games, there's a lot. He's standing back there for 5 or 6 seconds.
Understood. I know you got to get rid of the
line. And I know people are saying, oh, he didn't have this great offensive line. I'm like, you know, I didn't see him, you know, a lot of times dropping back and just letting it fly. I saw a lot of, like, you know, behind the line of the scrimmage stuff, move around, you know, the college football field because of the hash marks.
But isn't that part of the NFL game, though, now, too? It's not just 1985 where you drop back and throw.
See,
I mean,
this throw right
move.
Here, this throw here that CBS Sports Network is throwing is right in the face of a blitz, and it's a great throw. It's right. It's on the money. It's a little bit behind the receiver, but it's a completion. And the beauty of it is that he stood in there and he showed that he could take a hit and deliver the football. So that's a very important part. You know, then you have this other thing going on right now, and this is Louis Riddick out there kind of debunking all of this negativity that's coming Shador's way. And I would expect Louis Riddick to do that. Why would I expect him to do that? Because he's great friends with Deion Sanders. And Deion Sanders told the Jets, if you don't hire this guy as your next GM, you know, there's something wrong with you. If you remember that.
I do remember
so
that.
So there's, I hate that when crap like this happens to players, but this is the part of the process that they have to go through. So maybe it could be a little bit of humble pie that Shador is eating, but I still think he's going to go in the first round. I just don't know where, and I don't think at number three, unless the Giants are desperate and they don't get one of these guys that they feel like could lead their team at least to a competitive level.
Who was the former Giants quarterback that was at Colorado? Not quarterback, a coach that was at Colorado. I'm blanking out on his name. He got run out of here.
Yeah, I know.
Anyway, he is... Right, thank you. Of all people, Al, appreciate that.
I didn't say it on there.
Pat Shurmur.
Yes, Pat Shurmur, that's right.
He has come out and said he's NFL ready. Now, I don't know if that's, again, because he's on the staff and he's friends with Deion, but I remember hearing that and thinking, you know what, this is the guy.
Because they ran an NFL offense, and I think this is one of the reasons why Deion hired Pat Shurmur, was for his son.
To get NFL ready.
Now, the other wild card in all of this, and it's written all over the place, and you can do with it what you want, and you can say whatever you want about it.
Is
the Deion factor.
Okay.
All right, does a team want to deal with the Deion factor? And what is the Deion factor?
I don't know. He's staying in Colorado, so he's not going to be hanging around.
But, I mean, like, everybody's going to be running, especially if he comes here to New York.
Well, if they
People
don't have
going to be running to him for, you know, that, for comments and everything else.
And the idea that if they don't have a good season, you know, the coach is on the hot seat, who could be the coach in waiting? That is part of
be,
that, too.
It's not going to be Deion here, but I'm just saying, like, to me, like, that is a part of this process. Whether you like it or not, it is a part of the process that Deion Sanders is a huge personality.
No doubt. And the Giants need to figure out a way to win, and maybe that's part of it. Maybe it's not. We will find out.
It is a real conundrum, Jerry.
It's a conundrum. Yes, it is. With the draft now, March from about 6 weeks away or so, and we will get some answers. All right, we'll take our first break.